Carolyn Kolobaba is the Reeve of Northern Sunrise County, and she joins us on the line today. Your Worship, excuse me, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, I guess just a little bit of an icebreaker, an annual residents' meeting took place on Monday night in Nampa. How did it go?
It was good. We had several people who attended, so it was good. People seem to be happy with the choices that we've made as a council for the level of service and those kind of things.
May I ask what was discussed?
Yeah, we talked about having some pickleball at Cecil Thompson Park. We talked about the landfill and the changes that are taking place with their service delivery. We talked about some of the drainages. Most people were understanding of the amount of area that we have to cover within a short period of time when we have, public works out in our roadways.
How often do meetings like this occur? I'm guessing just on an annual basis. Any thoughts of having like two a year, three a year, once a month?
Well, we're a farming community, so we try and rotate around our municipality those meetings. And if the citizens wanted more, we certainly would do more. But I think citizens are happy with the time allocation that is given to those now.
From both parties' point of view, I guess, Your Worship, how much are meetings like this needed?
Well, we want to be informing our residents in any way we can. We have 13 different ways of communicating to our residents. So one of these ways is the residents' meeting, which we invite people that we partner with, such as the FCS department, the fire department, Northeast Housing was there, so that we can introduce our residents to some of the other level of service that we provide to seniors.
Services, you say, are there to, let everybody know. And I'm sure, you just mentioned that there were other topics that were discussed around the county, with that information that was put back and forth last night. Where do you go from here?
Well, we take back what the residents have said, and we refine it a bit. So, if they want pickleball at the Cecil Thompson Park, that will be discussed at the parks meeting, and we'll try and implement it the best we can. And if financially we're able to do it, then we will do it. But if not, then it'll have to wait for another year.
That's the thing about these residence meetings. It certainly sounds like that it's not necessarily just has to be political in nature. It could be not anything goes, but anything can be discussed.
That's correct. We have an open door policy. So at any time, any resident that has some thoughts behind new things or some concerns, we want to address them as quickly as possible. It's always best to address them fast than it is to let them boil and become a big blister.
Heading into spring here, Your Worship, what is the county's next tasks on the list?
Well, we will in April, we will pass our budget for the 2022 year moving forward. So we know that there's going to be, we will put pressure on the province to ante up with the oil and gas industry that has not paid their bill. But I do want to say that the majority of our industry has paid, but we're still short on some of them. We will work with them in order to get that bill paid. But the province needs to come to the table and ensure that this does not happen again.
Do you think it will happen sooner rather than later?
Well, the pressure is on, and with Jason Kenney's leadership race and the coming elections, I'm pretty sure that they're going to want to have this solved before the next election.
Carolyn Kolobaba is the Reeve of Northern Sunrise County. Your Worship, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Anytime.